the Ark. How about you, my friend? Pray about it. Talk to the Lord about this. And would you consider becoming a partner? Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Greater Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend, Lowell Ponte, who's an author, has done a number of books, and he's writing a series of 12 books now, trying to let people understand what's really going on in America and throughout the world. Lowell, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Dr. Stan, it's always an honor to be with you. So what is in the news that most fascinates you today?
Well, do you really want to know?
Absolutely.
Well, my concern is that we may be on the brink of a war with Iran. Now, not necessarily the United States, but that Israel is certainly preparing for war. You can go up on the internet and simply type in Israel prepares war, Syria, Iran, and you'll find a number of articles there. You're not seeing them in the general media, but I just feel that there are people in Israel, and back, I'm sure they're really backing what's going on in Washington, D.C., who want a war in that area, but they're not telling the American people. And my concern is if there is a war there, it could result in retaliation, and certainly two or three nuclear weapons set off over the middle of the United States could wipe out our entire electric grid and kill countless millions of Americans. That's my concern. But what are your concerns and what are you going to talk about tonight?
Oh, well, I have a whole array of things. You know, one thing, I'm getting terribly exhausted with these stories about, oh, they haven't found the missing Malaysian airliner. Oh, the Russians have been invading Crimea and so on, all of which are important stories, mind you. But after the first 200 hours of hearing about them, they just become exhausting. And so I like to think about things slightly different, or at least put a different spin on them. For example, on 60 Minutes last night, they had a story based on a new book coming out this week, the theme of which is the U.S. stock market rigged? The book is by best-selling financial author Richard Lewis. It's called Flash Boys. And it talks about how the stock market is now being run to an appalling degree by computers. And these are not ordinary computers that operate at a humanly comprehensible speed. These are computers that make split decisions to buy or sell stocks in a thousandth of a second. I mean, faster than the blinking of a human eye. And they will buy or sell huge amounts of stock, often based on what they have detected is about to be bought 1 second later. And so Lewis' thesis is these computers actually are capable of monitoring what other people are about to buy and sell and then rush in ahead of them by a fraction of a second and buy things instead, thereby altering prices. Now, what fascinates me about this is how often what has happened in human history, especially modern human history, has happened in a kind of automatic way. I think back, for example, to World War I, when a set of conditions occurred. You know, an archduke was assassinated in Serbia. The Russian troops mobilized on the border of Serbia. The European governments then turned and said, we would like your pledge that if we go to war with Russia, this was Germany in particular, we would like France not to attack us. France refused to give such a pledge because it was a lot. And once all these automated war patterns were set in motion, no one knew how to stop the machinery. Not unlike the computers we now base our economy on.
That's a very interesting analogy. Hang on there. Our guest is Lowell Ponte. Ladies and gentlemen, fascinating program, but the stock market is rigged. They've known it's been rigged for a long period of time. Why are they bringing it out now?
While the storm clouds gather.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline buffered garlic capsule.
You to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LARPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Okay, this giant magisterial power out of that machine.
Okay, well, our guest is Lowell Ponte, and he's simply pointing out that, there had been a movie put out many years ago about the Forbidden Planet. It was simply about some sort of a fantastic machine that could do all sorts of amazing things. And, of course, we have this similar machines today. We have computers that can anticipate people's wishes. And, of course, because of these computers can act in simply a fraction of a microsecond. Why, of course, they can trade stocks, they can run prices up, and we are all paying more for our stocks when we buy them than we should be. And it may be only a few cents, but when you're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars worth of stock every few days, why, this gets into real money. But go right ahead, Lowell, because, of course, what you're pointing out is that suddenly these ideas of these fantastic electronics have been around for a long time, but we have them today. We have certainly computers that can outthink human beings. Go right ahead.
And indeed, this may be the form the science fiction movie takes, the ancient dread that our computers will devour us. Of course, they're devouring us in another way as well. And that is, as we like to say, one thing America has always been great at is engineering. But as my next-door neighbor, who was a senior engineer at Hughes for many years, likes to remind me, engineers, by making things more and more efficient, make human labor less and less necessary. And so, yes, we continue to be at that long-feared Luddite notion that the machines will be replacing human workers. By some estimates, by the year 2025, nearly half the jobs in the U.S. may have been replaced by machines. And the more people demand to be paid $15 an hour for being a hamburger flipper at McDonald's, the more incentive there is for the owner of those stores to find ways to replace them. with robots or more efficient technology. The more humans are paid, the faster the robots will come, in other words, because it now pays more and more for the owner to replace the human being. This all plays into the theme you've invoked, of course. If we are at the brink of war with Iran, there are a lot of people on both sides of that, and many other sides as well, who have their own built-in programming about how if the other side does A, we must do B. And so it becomes justified. And this can be a type of high sanity, or it can be a very high type of insanity. If we see the world plunged into nuclear war, that could certainly be insane. And the fear many have of Iran or any other nuclear power such as Pakistan is that these are nations that have the ability not to build missiles that would hit us or bombers that would hit us, but you simply give a nuclear device to a group of terrorists. And so instead of delivering a little bomb that can kill half a dozen people at a cafe somewhere, you can kill half a million people, a million people at one blow, by simply smuggling a nuclear device or other mega weapon into the downtown of a major city. And because we have become so concentrated in these places, we become incredibly vulnerable to our own centralization. And that's the same kind of centralization that happens when you see the world's trade floor, if you will, the stock exchange of the planet, operating on a series of computers that have all been programmed to react. So it becomes very simple for someone who knows how to stand at the top of a mountain full of loose rocks and throw a pebble down the mountain and start a huge avalanche, because your computer program change can then cause the next person and the next person and the next person to go into a kind of domino-like cascade of reaction to what's going on. We have there, too, made ourselves incredibly vulnerable. Just as the people who fell into World War I made themselves vulnerable to the fact that once they began acting on their pre-designed war plans that had been drawn up in great detail and considered for decades, they became victims of their own monster, of plans that they did not know how to stop or change. There was no one there who could stand up and raise a hand and say, no, this is crazy, we simply won't do it. And so all of the plans, the one plan would trip another into action and another. And so you had this action-reaction pattern. And as we become, in our own way, less and less autonomous, as we become more and more dependent on the very machines we have, you remember the old saying that Marshall McLuhan, the Canadian media philosopher, loved so much, we shape our tools, and thereafter our tools shape us. Well, we are now being shaped by the kind of automated world and infantilization of the culture that progressivism, science, and technology have given us. That is, we don't really want a majority of the population to be adults anymore. We don't want them to be self-reliant. We don't want them to be independent of the centralized power. In fact, politicians gain their very power themselves from making others dependent and like children. And so we have deliberately infantilized much of the society, and therefore we risk breakdown any time there is the slightest delay in welfare checks going out or other steps being taken to reassure the children that their paternalistic government is taking care of them. This is not how you build a stable, secure society. You know, I remember years ago reading, in fact, during the Vietnam era, a book by Paul Boudreau called The Parable of the Beast. And one of the fascinating points Boudreau made is we had Air Force pilots flying million-dollar aircraft in Vietnam. And yet, he observed, before they could go fly over the jungles of Vietnam, the pilots were required to take a two-week course on how to survive should their million-dollar plane be shot down. And they actually had to live down on the ground. Well, I read this, and suddenly it dawned on me what he was saying. Our ancestors would not have needed that. Our ancestors knew how to survive down on the ground. Our ancestors knew how to dig for water, how to shoot their own game, how to find edible food, how to build shelter for themselves, how to gather fuel for energy, and so on. They knew how to be independent of the system. Unless, of course, you count nature itself as the system. We no longer know that. We have been made deliberately helpless and ignorant. We are not trained in fundamental survival, except the survival of street smarts, cunning, and knowing how to get a maximum welfare benefit from the government. And as we've discussed so often, we now live in a country where only 101 million Americans have full-time jobs, but 108 million Americans are receiving one or another kind of means-tested welfare. We now live in a society where, as I've so often said, when John F. Kennedy was president, about half of every tax dollar went for national defense. Today, 70 cents out of every dollar of taxes you pay in this dawning April is going to go simply for transfer payments, simply to take money out of your pocket so the politicians can put it in someone else's pocket, including their own. This is not how you build a sane or rational society. This is the kind of society our founders strove to avoid here by every means possible. But after so many hundred years, we are now falling into the pattern of dependency that they fought against.
Well, I think our founding fathers knew that the people would always tend to vote for the people who promised to give them the most, which is why when they made the Constitution, they limited what the federal government could do so the government wouldn't be able to take from one group and give to another group to buy the votes of the people to increase the power of government. That's what it was all about. I mean, basically today, as you point out, a significant part of our population is getting a check from the government. About the last statistics I saw, 40% of the American people approve of Obama. Why do they approve of President Obama? Because they're getting welfare checks of one sort or another.
Well, welfare or government employment checks.
Right. And basically, of course, what people don't understand is we have a constitution. It is the law of this land. It limits what the federal government can do. And 90% of what's going on today in Washington, D.C. is unconstitutional, is illegal, is subversive, and none of our newspapers are going to tell us that because they're mostly all controlled. Some pretend to be conservative, some to pretend to be liberal, but it's all pretense. We're moving towards a dictatorship and the destruction of what was once the land of the free.
Absolutely.
And, the home
of the brave. Of course, in our Constitution is that phrase, provide for the general welfare. And, of course, the centralizers, the collectivists, have cleverly taken that word welfare and persuaded people, oh, this is something that was in the Constitution. No, it wasn't. As Madison explained very clearly in his notes during the Constitutional Convention, they deliberately used the term general welfare to distinguish it from individual welfare. Providing for the general welfare would mean the government using tax revenues to build a road that everyone could drive on, or build a courthouse that everyone could go have their case tried in. It was explicitly intended to exclude the possibility of government just handing out money to certain favored individuals. There was never any intent that the government would become a charity or a welfare state.
And, of course, they started with Social Security with the idea, what's wrong with helping older people? What's wrong, you know, so we have plenty of money to do that. Basically, 1 in 50 Americans was on Social Security when it began. Today, of course, that's certainly over almost 56, going on 60 million Americans are on this, and certainly within another 10 years, 76 million Americans will be on Social Security, and there's not enough money. And so they're going to have to keep increasing and demanding more money and more regulations, and eventually the whole thing is going to collapse, and that's just what they want. They want to destroy this country. There's a subversive element here who wants a dictatorship, and many of them are working in Washington, D.C. today. We'll be back in a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is Lowell Potty. Lowell Potty is pointing out that if you read Charles Darwin, you'll find out that he actually believed in racial superiority. He was a racist. He believed that some suddenly races of progressed better than others, and he was very much against the black man. This is Charles Darwin. They don't teach that part of his teachings in school, but this is really what his philosophy that he had. People do not understand. There really are people out there who do not believe in God, who believe in racial superiority. They believe that they should be able to run the world. And these are the people who hold the reins of power in Washington, D.C., and behind them today are powerful spirits or forces as we turn our back on freedom with limited government and move towards the totally regulated and controlled state. Most of what's going on in Washington, NDC suddenly is subversive. Most of the programs being voted on by our congressional leaders certainly are aimed at centralizing more power with government, and the whole system is going to collapse, and that's what's planned. And if you doubt that there is a plan for this, go to your website and type in Cloward and Piven. Cloward and Piven, two Princeton professors, basically who said, look, we want to destroy this. We're communists. We want to create a new society. And we're going to destroy the old system by spending it into oblivion. And that's exactly what the leaders of both political parties are doing today. Go right ahead, Lowell.
Interesting you say Princeton, because, of course, at Princeton they have as one of their chief ethics professors a man, Peter Singer, who has said that when parents have a baby, it isn't enough that they have the right to abort the baby up to the moment of birth. They should also have what amounts to the right to a postnatal abortion. That is, after birth, they should have an additional 6 months to decide whether it's in the interest of themselves and humankind that that baby lives. And if at 5 months and 30 days they decide, well, this baby has too many defects, he's going to cause too much problem in humanity, and he's just not convenient for us, according to Peter Singer, Princeton ethicist, they should be able to simply order him put to death the way you would put to death a cat or dog at the veterinarian. Believe it or not, that actually is a modern leftist progressive thinking today. Now, Cloward and Piven, who are most closely identified with Columbia University in New York City, Cloward and Piven had this idea that we should be able to break down the current system just by overloading it. In other words, you don't need a Marxist revolution. All you need is to get everyone who can possibly apply for welfare, for example, to apply for welfare simultaneously. And that will either break the government or government will find some way to create an even larger welfare state. But yes, they believe in, and they were both very active socialist radicals. And this is just commonplace in their world of thought. We've written about them as well in our books. If you study the history of radicalism, I had the honor of working for about 3 years for David Horowitz as the chief writer and investigator for his Discover the Networks project, which people can look up at discoverthenetworks.com or .org. And what you will learn there, and what we were doing, is looking at all the interconnections between people and organizations on the left. People don't realize that the left isn't necessarily that large, but it is massively interconnected. So it appears to be much larger and more influential than it really is, because it's funneling money from a handful of billionaires like George Soros or the Tides Foundation, because it can amplify the voice, because it controls key journals, the Atlantic Monthly, and so on. It can amplify the ideals that it wishes to advance. It controls the inner editorial decisions made at TV networks like NBC and CBS and so on. And so you get a very filtered, progressive reality coming out of the media. They can be defeated. They are not 10 feet tall, but they've been able to create in the minds of most people the illusion that they're 10 feet tall, and they've been able, by subversion largely, to capture large parts of the government. And so they use the government for their activities, one of which, by the way, is the science advisor, first appointed by Barack Obama, another eugenicist, oddly enough, as we'll talk about when we come back after this break.
All right, fine. Well, of course, our guest is Lowell Ponte, and we're talking really about what's going on today. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, we have a constitution that's the law of the land. And basically, our founding fathers wisely wanted to limit the power of the federal government so the men could be free, so you could have a free enterprise system and prosperity. But there are people who don't believe in that. They want power. And they use one guise or another. They create crises, and when they create one crisis to create another, and the solution is a new government program.
While the storm clouds gather.
Hi, this is George Wiley. Most of you now know why some of the people believe that there are so soap really is a miracle. Miracle-C products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle-2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle-2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle-2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle-2 today. After you've tried Miracle-2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle-2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle-2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient from a garlic clove, when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Lowell is simply pointing out that there are those, certainly within the administration, who really believe that they should add to food and water the various chemicals so that people cannot conceive and have children. Only the government will have the antidote for it. And if you want to have a child, you'll have to go to the government to get permission. And the government, of course, is monitoring everything we could do. And the government would be able to say, when you requested permission to have a child, well, we know that back in 2010, why, of course, you were critical of President Obama. No, you cannot have a child. Ladies and gentlemen, the government is monitoring everything we do today. That's what they do in every communist country. And let me point out, basically one of the greatest frauds of all time is that we are threatened by communism. Communism, from its inception, was financed by powerful people here in the United States. Why? Because they wanted an enemy. They wanted to focus our attention on what was going on over there. That was where the enemy was. Oh, it was in Russia. It was in China. It was in Germany. Oh, those terrible Germans. We financed them as well, both before and during the war. But as we focus our attention on them, we don't understand the real enemy is here in the United States. And we have far more socialism and control over the individual and the individual lives here in the United States than they ever had in Russia. That is the reality of what's really going on today. And the fact that nobody's telling you that shows how total the control is over the media and the educational system and the religious system here in the United States, and the control over the reality of the American people. And so they use the threat. Right now it's the threat of terrorism, and terrorism is financed by our own government. Who's financing the terrorists there in Syria who are killing the Christians and raping the Christian women and killing the Christian children and suddenly burning down the Christian villages? Why, you are, ladies and gentlemen, you are, and what are you doing about it? Well, you're probably not doing much of anything. You're so busy waiting for the football season to come. But ladies and gentlemen, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And I honestly believe that God is going to hold the people of this country responsible, not for what we do, but for what we don't do in opposing the evil which dominates and permeates every aspect of our life today. Lowell, you go right ahead.
You know, it's interesting you say this, because there have been reports out only in the last few days that, you know, how we are supposedly now opposed to Russia and standing firm against Russia, and, oh, they're just doing terrible things, we must sanction in the Crimea and so on. Well, what has now come to light is that we have been supplying Russia with weapons, specifically a very high-tech weapon technology called Multiple Integrated Laser Engagement System, or MILES, which will help them develop laser-related warfare in the Soviet Union, in the Russian Federation, which is only 100. Most people don't realize, after having heard all our lives, this criticism of Herbert Hoover as the man who caused the Great Depression and the man who should therefore discredit all Republicans. Well, at a certain level, perhaps he should. Hoover had actually been so popular as a progressive that both the Republican and Democratic parties offered him their presidential nomination. And he simply opted to accept the Republicans over the Democrats. But he then immediately tried to make his administration a very progressive one in the tradition of Teddy Roosevelt. And yet, ironically, he is the one now associated with devil capitalism. And I mean, you see how ironic history can be to us.
So, Franklin Delano Roosevelt ran as a conservative. He wanted to limit the power of government. And basically, he ran, you know, in opposition to Hoover, who certainly in 1932 was looked upon as a radical leftist. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt ran as a conservative. Then when he got into office, he completely did a 180-degree flip and began pushing socialism. And ladies and gentlemen, basically, it is because the leaders of both political parties are controlled by people who are intent upon bringing all power to Washington, D.C. In fact, certainly FDR's programs certainly even outdid Hoover's radical leftist programs. But Herbert Hoover was a radical leftist, and we're not taught that in school, nor are we taught that the Democrat Party up until 1932 was basically the conservative party and the Republicans were the liberal party. But go right ahead, Lowell.
You are absolutely right. And by the way, the Republican Party was the party that had almost monolithic African-American support until 1932. So history does keep it is a game of musical chairs. You know, I'm reminded most people were taught in school that the Roman Empire fell around 500 AD. But in fact, that's false. Only the western half of the Roman Empire fell. The eastern half, centered in Byzantium, centered in what today is Istanbul in Turkey, it went on till the year 1453. It survived for almost another 1,000 years. And one of the ways it did so was the eastern half of the Roman Empire, the Byzantine Empire, spoke Greek. And they practiced the first major two-party political system. The two parties were called the Blues and the Greens. And their idea of politics was every year or two, they would hold an election. And at the election, people would go down to the stadium and they'd wear their blue colors or their green colors and they would give speeches and they would get drunk and they would be very loud and partisan and, oh, we're going to change the world by electing our guy. Ironically, today, we don't even know what the two parties stood for. in part because they tried to disguise that, in part because they were like Republicans and Democrats, and that is every 50 years or so, they just changed places. You know, each party would be trying to run to pick up adherents of the other party, and so every 50 years or so, the Liberal Party would become the Conservative Party. The Conservative Party would become the Liberal Party.
Yes, but one reason why, of course, that they were able to survive for 1,000 years beyond the fall of the western part of the Roman Empire was because they had a solvent gold-backed currency, and at least they had a solvent monetary system. Destroy the base of the monetary system, you destroy the nation, and that's exactly what we've done here. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there are going to be terrible consequences of doing away with the gold-backed currency.
In fact, the coin of the Byzantine Empire was called the solidus, so that was one of the names of it. There was another gold coin called the Byzant. But the solidus was the coin used to pay the soldiers, who did not have a name up till then. They were just legionnaires or whatever. Our very word soldier comes from that coin, in the same way that our word salary comes from sal, meaning the Latin word for salt, because salt was part of the ration payment given to soldiers. So these odd words filter down to us through the mists of time. The interesting thing, though, about having a two-party system is, as historians have noted, elections would be held, and people would thrill when their side won and cry when their side lost and so on. But the reality is, the real government remained in the hands of the bureaucracy, the theocracy of the church, and the emperor. And those people didn't change. So the real government just continued on. And what happened is, all of the hatred, all of the anger, all of the frustration of people got grounded like a lightning rod by these elections. It drained off anger that otherwise might have overthrown the emperor or might have overthrown the church there. But no, the two-party system eliminated that by giving people the illusion of change, when in fact elections didn't change anything at all, ultimately. This is what I find so fascinating about the two-party system then and now. This, by the way, is why I'm neither a Republican nor a Democrat. I'm a libertarian. Because I just find it appalling to realize that both political parties favor a welfare state. It's just the Republican welfare state tends to be more corporate welfare, supporting the military and things like that. The Democrat welfare state is more direct. It just buys the votes of large quantities of people by infantilizing them and making them incapable of running their own lives. But they're both welfare states, and they both require an ever larger government to keep going. So the only difference, if there is one, between the parties is one is driving us off a cliff at 60 miles an hour, and the other is driving us off a cliff at 55 miles an hour. But they're both driving us off a cliff.
I agree with you totally, and I think it's time that what we need to do, of course, is change. I don't think it matters what you call yourself, but if you have to be a libertarian, want to limit the power of government and take away from them the ability to tax the people, we need to do away with the federal income tax. We need to do away with federal regulation. We need to do away with federal controls over every aspect of our lives. We need to suddenly have a government that lives within its realm. And unfortunately, and I hate to say this, but we're going to have to cut back dramatically on Social Security, and we may not be able to do it instantaneously because so many people today have nothing, but we're going to have to do away with Social Security and Medicare and return to these to the local communities where people who are indigent will be taken care of, and where suddenly the people's medical needs, if they don't have any money, will be taken care of, but never, of course, turn to government to provide for your health, education, or welfare, because when you look to the federal government, why a government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave must be able to control you from the cradle to the grave, and any government that can provide whatever you need must be able to take whatever you have, or we're moving towards a dictatorship, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, we may already have that dictatorship totally in place today. Go right ahead, Lowell.
Well, there is a thing by a Scottish historian named Tytler called the Tytler Cycle. And the essence of the Taylor cycle is he noticed that democracies tend at most to last only about 200 years. And that what typically happens is a people finds itself in bondage. And from bondage, they rise up to something better. From that bondage, they turn to spiritual faith. The spiritual faith inspires them to courage. Courage moves them to take action. They win their liberty. As that cycle continues, he wrote, "Liberty and faith and courage guide this people to achieve material abundance. They become a great, successful, and prosperous nation." What then has happened over and over throughout history, wrote Taylor, is that abundance leads to selfishness, to feeling entitled to take more than they make, and to taking their freedom and their success for granted, so they no longer feel a need to work for it. As the downward cycle then continues, selfishness begets complacency and apathy. People forget the values, the work ethic, the spiritual faith that led them to abundance and liberty. Again and again, civilizations have tried to sustain their lifestyle and material wealth by going deep into debt in one way or another. This leads to dependence. Dependence soon turns the people to bondage. And then the cycle begins over again. We look at places like Italy, we look at Greece and so on, lands that once had a golden age, and today you look at the people there and say, how could these folks have possibly achieved a golden age of greatness and invention and nobility and thought? Well, it's because they lost the values that took them to a golden age. And so it may be with us. You know, as John Adams said, only a religious and virtuous people can live under a constitution like ours. His meaning being, of course, once you lose your faith and your virtue and your work ethic and your integrity, do you really expect to be able to sustain a society where, as you said, the people can easily decide to just vote themselves money out of the public treasury or to elect politicians who promise to do that? And that is what has now overtaken us.
I agree with you. I think you're absolutely right. And people must understand these basic philosophical principles to understand what's going on today. And this is not being discussed. Freedom is not free. People have to be willing to give up certainly the thought that government's going to provide for them if they want to be free, because the government that can provide for you must be able to control you.
Well, there is one kind of freedom I can offer people right now, and that is we would be honored to give 2,500 of your listeners tonight, and I know people are listening all across America and beyond, an absolute free postpaid copy of our 250-page, $20 at the bookstore book, The Great Withdrawal, How the Progressives' 100-Year Debasement of America and the Dollar Ends. And all they need to do to get the free book is call a toll-free number. That's 1-800-630-1494. That's 1-800-630-1494. And just leave your name and number. We'll get back to you. We'll find out if you want a Kindle-type version of the book or a paper version of the book or whatever. And that way we can let you know when the next 8 books in our 12-book series are coming out. By the way, our one on banking called Don't Bank on It and How Insecure Your Bank Really Is will be out this summer. But to get this book, though, take a moment and call right now while you're thinking about it before they're all gone, 800-630-1494. And this book is, among other things, a survival guide. It shows you how, come what may, you can protect your own family and your own life savings. It also shows you how, and this is our objective, how you can fight to bring back the ideals of the American Republic. How we can come back to a world of small government and large people. You notice when government becomes large, the people become small. Well, we're becoming smaller every day at this rate. We need to fight to bring back a world of individual freedom, integrity, responsibility, and honest money. And that's what these books we're doing are all about. Toll-free number again, 800-630-1494. It will not cost you a penny. It could save every penny you have.
All right, well, I guess it's low party, and basically they're offering a free book tonight. I mean, it's not going to get a better deal than that. They'll pay for the book. They'll pay for the postage. All you have to do is put the call in. One more time, what's the telephone number, Lowell?
Toll free, 800-630-1494.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Lowell Ponte. What you've heard tonight is very, very important.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Our own population.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Lowell is saying we're not producing enough children to maintain our population, and that, of course, is a recipe for disaster. Lowell, parting thought, I'm going to let you go. I really enjoy having you as a guest and look forward to having you on again real soon. But what are your parting thoughts, and then we'll let you go.
Well, it's a great inspiration to see a person of your courage and determination to maintain this forum for freedom. Amid the dark, a beacon of light in a great deal of darkness, Dr. Stan, and I want to thank you and honor you for all you've done to make that possible. But yes, get the book. It's 250 pages. You will find it forever changes the way you think about government and economics. The toll-free number, 800-630-1494, and I thank you, Dr. Stan, for your courage.
And remember, the book is free, and the shipping is free. God bless you, Lord. We'll talk to you real soon. Okay, bye-bye. This is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us, and if you're in a position to help, why, we'd love to hear from you. And we know certainly that many of you are having difficult times financially. We know that most of the ministries are having a difficult time, and contrary to everything you're getting from the controlled media and from the government, and from so many spokesmen out there, things are not getting better. Things are getting worse, and I don't know where we're headed. I do know that if you go up, certainly, and go to your search engine and type in a threat, Israel, attack, Syria, Iran, threat, Israel attacks Syria every year, and you'll find dozens of articles about the fact that Israel, within the last 10 days, 12 days, has put their military on alert in preparation for a coming attack. Is it coming? I don't know. Maybe they're trying to scare us to death. Or maybe this is the time. Certainly we know that the Israelis have pulled their personnel out of all the embassies, consulates across the world. Oh, they say it's a labor dispute. Oh, they're arguing over money. Ladies and gentlemen, do you honestly believe that our ambassadors are going out on strike? Our Israeli ambassadors are going out on strike because they're not making enough money? Do you honestly believe that? I think something big is imminent. I don't know what it is. All I can do is say, make your preparations accordingly. Certainly, consolidate your finances, lay in supplies, get your health supplies, lay your medical supplies, and then we just pray for peace. But I know that something big is afoot. Under any circumstances, if you hope that you'll go to our website, you'll help us to get the information out. I think one of the most suddenly shocking facts is that Adolf Hitler did not die suddenly in the bunker in Berlin, as we've been told. But our reality is created by the people who control the media. We actually carry the book Grey Wolf. We have a 4-CD set called Did Hitler Escape? It's an excellent 4-CD set. I recommend you get it and you copy it and get it to people, because you need to help people understand that the reality is created by the people who control the media, and the media is tightly and rigidly controlled. If you doubt that, then we carry the book, The New Media Monopoly. So what I suggest is the book, The New Media Monopoly, the 4-CD set, Did Hitler Escape?, and the book, either Grey Wolf or Brotherhood of Darkness. And that'll give you plenty to do for the time being. But your job is to reach others, to get them to understand what's going on, and hopefully to get them to go to our website, radioliberty.com, that's radioliberty.com, where they can watch certainly our DVDs, where they can certainly listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day and archived 24 hours a day, where they can read our newsletters. We have a site there. It's called News Around the Net. News Around the Net. And we post half a dozen things there every day. And we actually have there on the listed. And in other sections, if you just go down about halfway down, just below where we suddenly have a break in the things we list, and you'll see the conspiracy for central banking. We suggest you pull it down. It's 56 pages, but it is well written. It's got important information. And please pray for America.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Barry Shammas. Hi, Barry. How are we doing?
Well, I've got a swollen tongue, but forgive me, because I did prepare. You got the article, I think.
I got the article, and Barry Shammas, of course, is an investigative journalist. He was in Israel for 30 years. Over there, certainly exposing the corruption at every level of the Israeli government. And he was getting so close to the very heart of the evil that dominates the leadership of that country, that there were threats on his life, and for that reason he came to the United States. And so we have the benefit of having Barry on as often as we can to bring us abreast of what's going on. Of course, Barry has been talking certainly about this little small group of labor Zionists.
These people weren't little, they ran it.
Well, they did at one time, but
when they started, they sure did.
But today, certainly, there's an awful lot of Jewish people who want nothing to do with labor Zionists. In fact, I don't think that the average Jewish individual really understands the implications of the labor Zionist movement. Do you?
I was raised with it, so I've got the basic message. It's not a good message. You cure yourself through working the soil, and you get back. You get the pollution of Jewish employment out of you, and you become a farmer. And that's it, really. The purest, brightest, most remarkable people are farmers. That's what labor Zionism at its core is.
But, of course, also, isn't it, in many respects, the moral issues, the moral stance of the Torah, suddenly is reversed, and everything that's good in the Torah is bad.
Oh, that's pushing it. That's Sabbateanism.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
Look, labor Zionists, they might have heard of Shabtai Tzvi, but they didn't necessarily follow him. They did follow the morality of this new giantism that was changing Jews overhead. That's what they were involved with. And I grew up in that household. That's my family. So I knew that mentality. Sabbateanism, I didn't, well, until I met Rabbi Marvin Antelman, and he became really very close with me, really didn't understand it. Then I understood it. But let's go back to this labor Zionist. Now, there was a Nazi collaboration with the founders of Israel. And it's not just, you know, I have people send me a story from the internet. It's a hoax that Malaysia Flight 370 was taken to an American island in the Pacific, and all of this was a hoax. And I wrote everyone back, and I said, quit sending me stuff you don't check. Oops, I hear the music.
Well, basically, of course, a lot of questions about what happened to the Malaysian air flight. All I know is that we're not being told the truth. We're just going to have to wait and see what it is. But people are always willing to, of course, twist that around and say it's some sort of a master Jewish plot. And
it's an American plot.
Okay. Fine.
Oh, you know what? You're right. From America, it goes on to Israel, according to this plot. You're right.
Okay, fine. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Barry Shammas. But the important thing, ladies and gentlemen, is we are, I believe, involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. And certainly Jews and Christians have to stand together in this battle. But we need to know about the forces working within Judaism, and that's why we have Barry on to bring you up to date. We'll be back in just a moment.
While the storm clouds...
Okay, Barry, you go right ahead.
Evan Black.
Another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sonny Berry is talking about the transfer agreement. If you ever heard the phrase transfer agreement, in fact, there's a book that goes into the background of the transfer agreement. And basically, the whole idea of the transfer agreement was that this one group of Jews, and they were Zionists who wanted to establish the state of Israel, and they were quite willing to sacrifice millions of Jews on the altar, as far as the Germans were concerned, if the Germans would allow the transfer of these Jews to Palestine.
And their money.
Why they would not certainly then object to what happened to the remaining Jews in Europe. And you say, that's madness. I mean, am I suggesting that these Jews went along with the Holocaust? And the answer is absolutely. In fact, they did everything they could to get the other Jews, the Jews in concentration camps, to behave themselves until they could be marched into the ovens. It is an incredible, incredible story. But the transfer agreement certainly was an agreement between this small group of very evil people, Jewish, and the Nazis, to cooperate with the Nazis, as long as the Nazis would support the establishment of the state of Palestine and encourage Jews to go there, and things would become so horrible in Germany that they would be willing to give out their professions and everything else to go off and be farmers in Israel. And it sounds just incredible, and yet it's true. Go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, it sure is. Now, I'm going to quote from my own research before I get back into this book on the transfer agreement by David Brenner. Now, I quoted Adolf Eichmann. Now, as you know, Kastner worked with Eichmann.
All right, and, could you explain to our listeners who Kastner was?
Oh, he was, well, in short, he was a Jewish criminal, really. But in fact, he was working for the Jewish Agency, working for Ben-Gurion, working for Weizmann, went to Germany, was shown around by Eichmann, and then when Eichmann came to Palestine, he showed Eichmann around. In the end, he saved 3,000 friends and family, aided in the extermination of over 400,000 others. Now, this is from Life magazine. In 1955, Eichmann, hiding in Argentina, discussed Palestine and Kastner on tape. After his capture in 1960, Life magazine published excerpts. On the kibbutz in 1937, he said, remember, this is him speaking from a kibbutz.
Okay. Now, who is speaking? Is this Kastner speaking?
Eichmann.
Eichmann is speaking from a kibbutz. And what does Eichmann have to say?
Here's what he has to say. He said, did you see enough to be very impressed by the way the Jewish colonists were building up their land? I admired their desperate will to live, the more so since I saw myself as an idealist. In the years that followed, I often said to Jews with whom I had dealings with that had I been a Jew, I would have been a fanatical Zionist. I could not imagine myself being anything else. In fact, I would have been the most ardent Zionist imaginable. That is from Life magazine, 28th November 1960. Eichmann tells his own damn story. And it goes on from there. Before we dive, it gets worse. Let's just go on with Eichmann from Life magazine. He described Kastner as a fanatical Zionist. He agreed to help keep the Jews from resisting deportation and even keep order in the collection camps if I would close my eyes and let a few hundred or a few thousand young Jews emigrate illegally to Palestine. It was a good bargain. For keeping order in the camps, the price of 15 or 20,000 Jews in the end, there may have been more, he says, in the end there weren't, was not high enough for me. And because Kastner rendered us a great service by helping keep the deportation camps peaceful, I would let his groups grow.
Now, basically, now, where was Eichmann? Was he in Hungary, Romania? Which country?
In Palestine.
No, I know, but Eichmann wasn't stationed in Palestine.
In the end, he was in head of Hungary.
He was Hungary. Okay, Eichmann was in charge of Hungary.
No. When he met Kastner, he wasn't in charge of anything.
Okay.
This was 1936. Okay. I don't think he was beyond a second lieutenant. He was useful in his career. Later, as he helped Kastner, and he became very valuable to exterminating the Jews,
okay,
he rose through the ranks.
Okay, fine. At that time, he was in a key position in Hungary. And so the... where was he?
He was in Argentina.
No, he was
in which time?
Where was Eichmann in power in the German Empire and the Nazi Empire?
Well, when he met Kastner, it was in Germany.
Okay,
it wasn't until later in the war when he was transferred to Hungary.
Okay.
That was in 1944 already. This was in 1936.
I know, but basically, it was in 1944 that basically they started rounding up the Jews and putting them in the concentration camps. And it was
they were the last of the Jews left in Europe. They rounded them up all through the 1941, 1942, 1943, and Eichmann was plenty in charge of keeping order, and he used Kastner to keep the order.
That is the important thing, that Kastner, a Jewish, worked with the Nazis to keep order among the Jews, and in return for certainly keeping order among the Jews and going in the ovens, why, of course, Kastner was allowed to take perhaps 3,000 Jews to Palestine. Is that correct? That's a transfer.
About 3,500 at best.
Okay, go ahead.
And, well, he didn't take them. He let Kastner welcome them to Palestine, and the British let them in. It was a nasty plot. As plots go, it involved more than one people. Eichmann by himself couldn't have done it. Kastner, without the Jewish agency, couldn't have done it. The British, if they had not allowed the Germans in, they wouldn't have got in. Terrible, terrible plot. But it happened. And Adolf Eichmann, the only Jew, and I stressed this in my article, he was the only Nazi ever convicted by a Jewish court, or an Israeli court, at least. That's all. Just
okay, fine. And basically,
he was locked in a soundproof box. Nobody could hear him, and he was the only one convicted by an Israeli court. They had to keep him shut up. He knew too much about Kastner.
Okay. And he knew too much about the fact that certainly the Jews had cooperated with the Nazis to help in the extermination of the other Jews. Go ahead.
Yes, that's what he knew. And that was not something labor necessarily wanted broadcast. My Lord, the Chaim Weizmann was conducting negotiations with the Nazis to get his Jews out and leave the others there. The religious ones, the right-wing ones, well, they're just going to be destroyed. And that's what they did. Look, I wrote my book. By the way, it's on Lulu.com. It's called Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. It's pretty complete. But Marvin Antwin's two volumes of To Eliminate the Opiate, which I learned much from, against my will, I got to tell you, he just kept quoting them, and I just kept absorbing them until I finally believed him, and it wasn't easy. And then, of course, David Livingston's Black Terror, White Soldiers covers the same issue, that the Jews worked with the Nazis to destroy their nation and create a new Judaism out of, well, the workers, the socialists, and yes, the Sabbateans. They wanted to create a brand new Jew, and they let the Nazis get rid of their old Jews and keep their, they called them real Jews, culturally real Jews. But Chaim Weizmann assumed that a couple of million would survive. He didn't think that everywhere the Nazis went, there would be a fewer than 100,000 left. The plot got even worse when they started bribing Middle Eastern leaders to release their Jews and cause them all kinds of heartache so they run for their lives. What was done to the Jews to create Israel is god-awful beyond belief. And I assure you, Israel would not have been created had there been 6 million Jews to populate it. They would have stayed where they were and worked it out. But this was the plot. This was the plan. Now, I'm going to quote you the actual pact between the Jews and the Nazis. It was signed, it was agreed to on October 31st of 1943. Hear this out. They agreed to it later in December that year, but here's the... I hear the music.
You go right ahead. You go ahead.
The Ministry of Economic Affairs, that's the Nazi Ministry, of course, has today published the full text of the decree providing for the transfer of Jewish property from Germany to Palestine. Shall I go on?
Go right ahead.
The decree, which was numbered 54 and is dated August 28th, states that an agreement was concluded with, quote, the Jewish body's concern for promoting Jewish emigration to Palestine by releasing the necessary sums without putting excessive strain upon the foreign currency funds of the Reichsbank.
Hold that thought, we'll be back in a moment.
That was rushed.
While the storm clouds gather,
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Ben Beck. Basically, Barry is saying there's agreement certainly between Kastner and the Nazis that the Nazis would allow the Jews, a few of them, to immigrate then to Palestine in return for certainly the Kastner and the other people affiliated with him, encouraging the Jews simply to do exactly as they were told. The transfer of the Jews to Palestine was allowed in return for the betrayal of the Jews to the Nazis and certainly allowing the extermination of literally millions of Jews. We'll go right ahead.
Well, I'd say the total number that went through the labor Zionist camps was closer to 70. But the number that Kastner specifically asked for by name was a little over 3,000. So altogether, maybe 70,000 Jews in total, and the Nazis, I'm sorry, the labor Zionists had expected 2 million. So they didn't get what they wanted from the Nazis. They were too good at extermination. Now let's look at the actual text of the transfer agreement signed in Berlin on September 1st, 1943. 34, I'm sorry.
Oh, was it 34 or 44?
34.
1934. Okay, go ahead.
Well, yeah, Palestine wasn't, by 1944, there was no one left. Yeah, 34, they were trying to create the new country of Israel, and that's when the deal with the Nazis was cut. I mean, they kept it till 41.
Then there were no Jews left. Go right ahead. Go ahead.
All right. Then the text of the actual agreement. This is it, signed in Berlin, September 1st, 1934. This is what both the Nazis and the Jews agreed to. The full text of the decree issued by the Federal Minister of Economic Affairs, setting the terms of the agreement set to have been concluded with interested Jewish quarters to make possible the transfer abroad of property belonging to German Jews, mainly to Palestine, is published here by Bush and Courier, and reads as follows. One, the transfer of property to Palestine. A, transfer of amounts exceeding 15,000 marks necessary for establishing a means of existence in order to promote the emigration of German Jews to Palestine by allocating the requisite sums without duly straining the exchange reserves of Reichsbank, at the same time to increase German exports to Palestine. An arrangement has been concluded with the participating Jewish bodies on the following lines. Immigrants who have obtained sanctions of the Immigration Advisory Office will be told they require sums in excess of a minimum amount of £1,000 necessary for the admission to Palestine to enable themselves to establish themselves in Palestine within the limits of this time, sanction optic permits to pay an amount in excess of this sum of 15,000 marks into special account number one to be opened by the Reichshauptbank in the Bank of Temple Society Incorporated in favor of the Jewish Trust Corporation to be established in Palestine, and pending the establishment of this trust corporation in favor of the Anglo-Palestinian Bank Limited. Are you following all this?
Go right ahead.
It means you buy stuff and you give stuff. That's what the transfer is. You get money, you buy goods. We provide the goods, we get the money back. That's what this is saying. It's a deal to get Jews out and to get it funded. This special account number one, for which together with a second special account number two, a total amount of 3 million marks is envisaged, will be administered by the Temple Bank as a trust account for the Jewish Trust Corporation referred to.
Go right ahead. I'll tell you when to stop.
The account will be used for the purpose of paying for exports of German goods to Palestine. There, that's the transfer agreement.
And it had to do with the transfer of Jews, obviously, from Europe to Palestine. And unfortunately, they thought there'd be a lot more Jews going. But, of course, most of them ended up certainly in the concentration camps and then certainly in the others.
In the killer camps.
Yeah, right.
They were lucky if they were in a concentration camp.
Okay, we're going to be back in just a moment with Barry Shamus. But this is part of the story of the Holocaust that most people, in fact, most Jews, don't even really understand the transfer agreement or this group of diabolical people working against their own people.
While the storm clouds.
Hi,
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Barry Samuelson. And Barry certainly is talking about the transfer agreement. Until you understand, this was agreed to by certain Jewish leaders, and they actively then supported the Nazis in return for allowing the transfer of some Jews and their assets to Palestine. They had hoped to get a couple of million. They ended up certainly getting probably 70,000 or 80,000. And the rest, so many of the rest, were simply slaughtered. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yep, that's the truth. Now, the ZOA, the Zionist Organization of Germany, they sent out all kinds of overtures to the Nazis. They expressed the views that the Nazis and the Zionists could work in coordination with the interests of the general German and Jewish population. Everyone would benefit. Look, this was from the official organ of the Zionists of Germany. And they demanded from the economic government. Now, follow this. It's a bit tricky. They demanded economic equality only at a time when every other Jew in the world was demanding a full restoration of all rights. They were demanding just economic. In other words, the right to get to Palestine. The right to stay in Germany and earn a living was not included in their rights. And they were expressing, the Jews, now of the only Jewish organization allowed in Germany. That was it. The ZOA of Germany. Now, I'm going to quote you a paper way back from 1935, well, it just says the Zionist organ in Berlin has long been criticized for its overtures to the Nazi regime. It has been suspected that these overtures are made merely to prevent any persecution of Zionism in Germany. Whether this suspicion is correct or not is not of importance. The important thing is that the Zionist government takes the Zionist overtures quite seriously, especially since the barter agreements were concluded between Palestine and Germany, the transfer agreements. All right, you go on persecuting us. That's fine. Just keep the agreement that sent us Jews. This is how Israel was started. Now,
and I think that most Jews have no idea what this is all about. Before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your books, how they can get your information, how they can get your PayPal button, and then we'll get back to the story. But I do want to be sure we get the information out. So how can people get to your website, get your books, and get your publications, and then help you?
Oh, I'd be happy. And by the way, forgive me, folks. My tongue is scratched. It's scratching at the top of my tongue. It's really a mess today. Nothing personal. Now, my books are all at 8 of 9 of them are at lulu.com. That's lulu.com. You write in my last name for 8 of 9 of the books. Chamish. Chamish. Now, the book I think you want first in this series is called Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism, and the Holocaust. That covers this horrible chapter in our history. I have my newest book. Well, it's separate. It's number 9 of 9. You just write in Chamish the Stinger, not the Stung, or Chamish the Stinger, you know what? Just write in Chamish, and I think you'll get to the stinger, not the stung. But all the rest, especially labor Zionism, Shabtai Tzvi, labor Zionism, and the Holocaust, write them in separately. And, well, my website is barrychamish.com. I'm hoping to have a webmaster. We're working on it right now. Right now, I'm behind 3 articles. And I feel a bit naked, but nonetheless, it's at barrychamish.com. And, well, I do have a WebPal. I do have a PayPal site. Please write me at the bottom of my webpage, barrychamish.com. And any thing that keeps me happy and alive, you get rewarded for from all my heart. Now let's go back into what this issue was. And here's how the Jews were discussing this issue. Now one was a guy who advocated it. That is Gustav Kronecker. All right. He describes in Tel Aviv in 1936, he sloughed it off. All right. Excuse me. As I said, I'm really stuffed today. What is the process achieved through Ha'avara, which means transfer? Jewish property, houses, factories, shops, takes the form of possessions which cannot readily be packed up and brought to Palestine. It is essential to realize them in cash in order to convert the cash into movables, and that is merchandise. A Jew owning a house may exchange its value for the purchase of machinery so that to establish a factory in Palestine, he can begin. This is the only method of transferring property, and as explained above, the only possibility at a time when transfer of assets is proceeding on a larger scale. But the individual cannot always choose this method. The house may belong to a widow who needs no machinery, or the owner, and he may be unable to predetermine a safe economic value in Palestine. So that's where Havara transfer comes in. It is the intermediary which takes forth Jewish funds paid over in Germany and purchases them for cash for the merchandise ready in Palestine. Did everyone understand the deal?
I think go over it one more time so the people really will understand what you're saying. Go ahead.
A guy owns a house in Germany. Nobody wants to buy it. He's a Jew. So the money is given to his bank, which is transferred to a trust account in Palestine run by the British and the Jewish agency. This now will continue from here. The proceeds are then paid over to the recipients who went to Palestine, and they invest the money in Palestinian enterprise. In effect, Havara arranges for the conversion of Jewish houses, factories, and shops in Germany into new property in Palestine, not necessarily in the form of houses, factories, or shops.
Okay, fine. I think people understand that. Go ahead, Barry.
To include oneself within the transfer process to open new possibilities, to guide that transfer to Palestine are political tasks of the first class magnitude. It is the political task of Zionism today. Under these circumstances, there would be no sacrifice of honor in securing an agreement between the Nazis and the Jewish institutions, where opportunities would be created for transferring capital and a large-scale immigration, enabling a practicable and speedy liquidation of the Jewish problem in Germany. In other words, dump your Jews on Palestine. That's what the deal was. Who's ever left can come too. This really happened, folks. I'm not making this up. This was signed. This was signed between the Jewish agency and the Nazis in 1934. Moreover, Zionism can approach Germany as a claimant, since contrary to other countries, Palestine is proposing a mass migration in which there are numbers of people without means and establish a healthy proportion between capital and human material. Under these circumstances, there would be no sacrifice of honor in securing agreement between Germany and the Jewish institutions. What a marvelous agreement. Isn't this a wonderful agreement?
Terrifying. Go ahead.
It is, isn't it? Well, in short, what you've got a choice. Come to Palestine or die. That's what that's the choice he gave him. Now, look, there's an opposition, finally, an opposition voice in this. Here's the opposition voice. Now, this comes from the Cherut. They were banned. Again, they were banned by the Arlazarov murder. Why they were banned is, listen, they were hunted in Palestine. When the Germans lost the war, it was the Haganah, the labor Zionists, who hunted them down on behalf of the British. Everywhere the Jews look, they couldn't escape this. They couldn't escape it. Now, what happened is the opposition is terribly opposed to this agreement, but it has no other to say so. They have a newspaper called The Call of Youth. In January of 36, they opposed it. He wrote, "The Havara has just established a credit with the Reichsbank. It can be obtained, it can then obtain orders for German merchandise in Palestine and arranges to pay these orders with its Reichsbank credit, thus obtaining cash in Palestine and satisfying the merchandise clause of the agreement. The transfer agreement prevents the country from being flooded with German merchandise, since only goods can come in here as needed for them. It is the only method whereby a German Jew can withdraw more than $1,000 of his fortune. Besides, it provides, through account one, monies which are invested in the national funds of Palestine. All that sounds good, except there are so many German products enter Palestine after this agreement, the market will be flooded. New markets will be needed. So the German consul in Egypt is approached by the Havarah Committee, Transfer Committee, to help sell the Havarah goods to the Egyptians and is thereby promised a specially low price. This same is done in other countries neighboring to Palestine. Palestine becomes the official scab agent against the boycott of the Nazis in the Middle East. That's what became of this agreement. The Jews who went to Palestine didn't just use it in Palestine. They spread it throughout the area. In other words, they brought prices, normal prices, down to sell scab goods. Was that clear enough?
Right, go ahead.
All right. Look, if it's not... All right, let me just go on with what was done to German Jews. I think you get the picture, and I apologize. My tongue is banging against the roof of my mouth. A bold demand, get this, that the German Jewish Federation be given recognition by the government as the only instrument for the exclusive control of German Jewish life was made by the executive of that body, and on behalf of all Jewish organizations, it would be the only one dominating the Zionist spirit. They took over all the Jews. You didn't have a choice after this. There was nowhere to go. You're following, right?
Yes, and of course, basically, ladies and gentlemen out there in the listening audience, a lot of Jews realized that something bad was going to happen in Germany, wanted to immigrate to America, but they were not allowed to. They wanted to immigrate to England or to Canada, and they were not allowed to. They were blocked from going any place in the world except to Palestine. And this was all a conspiracy. It was an organized, orchestrated conspiracy to force the Jews who faced, you know, certainly extermination if they stayed in Germany. They could go to Palestine, or they could stay in Germany and die. And an awful lot of them, unfortunately, did die in Germany. And the fact that most people have never heard this, most Jews have never heard this, is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the Jewish people, indeed what the American people, think. Go right ahead, Barry.
Now, it gets worse. If you walk down a major street in Tel Aviv, it's going to be called Kreisky. I always called Kreisky Street Kreisky. It turns out he was head of the Berlin Jewish community, and he discovered the compatibility between Hitlerism and Zionism, and then voluntarily joined the secret service of the Reich, the SS. He became the Jew who made Hitlerism his faith, his national faith. He openly declared in Goebbels, Agriff, which means attack, the Nuremberg laws to be a blessing to the, the Agriff, Nuremberg laws, they should have put that in quotation. It doesn't matter. The Goebbels, Nuremberg laws to be, quote, the blessing of the Jew. But who was this Kreisky to be entrusted with implementing the Nazi made cultural autonomy on the Jews? Now, there is an interview here. Well, let's just say the guy's name was Prinz, and he was operating for the Jews to the Nazis in Germany. And he's saying that it was very difficult for the Nazis to operate. It was morally disturbing, as it seemed to us, we seem to be the favored children of the Nazi government. particularly when it dissolved the anti-Zionist youth groups and seemed in other ways to prefer the Zionists. The Nazis always asked for a more Zionist behavior. They turned the Jews around and, well, they betrayed their own people. That's what the Zionists did to create Israel.
And basically, the average Jew has no idea of this part of the history of their nation. This is why we try to get this information out, why we need to get it out, why basically people do not understand how it all came about. And the Holocaust would never have taken place without the full and active support of these people, these labor Zionists. I will be back in just a moment here with Mary Shamish to wrap up tonight's program.
We're already
right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed the program. In fact, I hope many of you certainly will want to get copies of this. In fact, we're going to put this into a 4-CD set. You need to understand the background of how these wicked, certainly, people in the labor Zionist movement basically worked and cooperated with the Nazis in the Holocaust. And until you understand that, you can't understand the background of the state of Israel. Of course, it was supposed to be not suddenly a Jewish state. It was supposed to be a place where Jews could go, but had nothing to do with the Torah, with the basic Jewish beliefs. But that's not the way it worked out. An awful lot of good Jews went there who believed certainly in the Jewish faith. And they're there today. About half the Jews are very, very certainly religious. The other half are not. But, of course, this is not the way that the Lay of the Zionists intended it to be, because, of course, there was a relationship between labor Zionism and Sapotsky and Jacob Frank, and, of course, we'll cover that in some of our other programs here in this new 4-CD set we're going to be putting together. You need to get it. You need to understand it. You need to help us get it out, certainly to Christians and to Jews. Well, certainly, there's so much more to the story. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to copy it. You need to get other people to read it. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And unless you understand the truly supernatural, satanic forces working behind the scenes, you find it difficult to believe that Adolf Hitler actually escaped to South America following the war, along with that tens of thousands, probably close to 30,000 Nazi war criminals. Suddenly, you need to get the 4-CD set. Did Hitler escape? The 4-CD set, The War Against the Jews, suddenly my interviews with John Loftus, who actually suddenly had a security clearance three levels above the level of top secret, and goes into the background, certainly, of the what happened in Belarus, what happened as far as our helping the Nazis to escape to South America. And then, of course, we have a 4-CD set called Operation Paperclip. Operation Paperclip, how certainly the United States brought many of the Nazi war criminals to the United States and helped the others to escape to South America by the RAT line, R-A-T line. Because a lot of this, fortunately, you can verify on the Internet. So the three CD sets you need, Operation Paperclip, The War Against the Jews, and certainly Did Hitler Escape? They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get this information. You need to help us to get it to others, of course, if you'd like to get the book. Suddenly on Hitler, it's called Grey Wolf. We haven't been able to get copies of Hunting Hitler in. We're hoping we'll have it before long. Jerome Corsi's book on Hitler's escape to South America. But how could you cover up something like this? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the media is controlled in America, rigidly controlled. And we have a wonderful book, The New Media Monopoly, written by a left-wing professor who thinks that the right-wing controls the media, and people on the right think the left-wing controls the media. And they're all wrong. The media is controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then I want to mention, of course, we do need your financial help to be able to maintain our network of stations across America. We do 5 hours of talk radio, 5 hours a day. We have a unique opportunity to reach people with the truth they're never going to hear elsewhere. So if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, why give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Are you not in a position to help financially? Then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Encourage others to listen to our programs. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you. Through the night with a light from above.
from the mountains to the prairies, to the ocean, white with gold. God bless America.